Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Sugar. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Now rap.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Gary!
Old S.O.B.
Probably not.
Maybe Sean can make some weird noises on this podcast.
Gum. I just found out.
I just swallowed it. It's did okay,
you?
Guys.
What did you say?
Ew, he swallowed it.
Inch by inch.
He swallowed it.
I don't feel bad.
Trident rinse.
That we... Hey, happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary. We missed you, buddies.
Oh, man, Gary. I missed everybody.
Oh, Gary.
We missed you, Gary.
I missed everybody. People missed us, actually.
I don't know if they know this out in Radio Land, but it is... It's hot out
there.
How hot is it?
It's... No, I don't have a drink.
Oh. It's hot.
It's like really hot. Just look at us.
It's sticky.
It's hot.
Lower back, wet.
Never dries. I haven't had a dry back.
Thick.
What are you, some kind of Mexican?
I'm sorry, guys.
That was too easy.
I feel like a Mexican.
I don't like that.
Sorry. Can we start over?
No, sir.
God, now I look like
now
such
everybody
a,
knows.
I look like such a douche.
People have missed us. I've been getting
emails. Did you get an email?
I got yesterday, Chad Ryden, friend of the show, Chad Ryden.
Yeah.
Was like, well, what's with the...
You mean America's funniest comedian of all time?
America's funniest old school rapper comedian
no,
of
favorite.
All time. America's favorite
all-time...
Old-time comedian.
Old-time pottery.
And also got a...
Wait. What did Chad say?
It was like, when is it going to be my birthday? When is it going to be Gary's birthday again or something
like that.
Okay,
that was nice.
And... friend of the show, Andy Fleming from Mostly Pop.
Oh, I hate that
boy,
guy.
Let me tell you something about him.
Man.
Yeah.
He's hooked me up with some Pat Benatar tickets.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Are you going alone?
I think I might be going with Sean. I was supposed to go with my baby's mama.
What?
She broke up with her fiance.
I thought your baby's mama was
fiance?
Coming.
Well, I thought she was too, but...
Are you back in with that now?
No. Oh. It was a friendship thing, and it's not because of that. Oh. It's just she got back together with her fiance, and... Oh. Then her dog, Daisy, you know Daisy.
Yes.
She had to go to the vet and had to get an exploratory surgery.
Yay.
So she's like sort of, it's this weekend. She's like, I don't know, I might not want to leave my dog kind of thing. I was like, well.
Wow.
Anyway, I think there may be a.
I may not want to leave my dog. That's like,
that's the new checks
in the
mail.
Yeah,
I think it's more of the back together
the
fiance.
I'm washing my hair.
May not be kosher for me to go with her. I actually, no, he's cool and we all get along, but I think that may be a factor in it. Anyway.
Kosher.
So, backup plan, Sean Parrott over here, might go to Pat Benatar with special guest, REO Speedwagon.
I would just go for REO.
Well, I put a thing on Facebook, said who wants to go, and you didn't say I want to go.
No.
So.
Well, I do want to go, but...
You should go.
Anyway, I went and bought tickets.
It's this weekend?
It's Friday. It's this Friday.
That seems too soon.
That's going to be... I don't know when people are going to be listening to this. It's Friday, the... July the 9th.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mean to give away what time these happen.
I think this will be on the internet by tomorrow. Well,
I don't know. Well, that's part of the problem is because Andy listened to our last podcast.
Why?
Well, because he's a fan. And no, I'm kidding. And well, for whatever reason, he listened to the last podcast. And either the last one or the one before, I guess we made some disparaging comments about his podcast.
Well, his is like 8 months behind.
His mostly comedy
mostly
podcast.
Mostly comedy.
Yeah.
When life is so weird, it's mostly comedy.
And so now, I don't know if I'm going to get these tickets. He might be that mad.
Nah, he's fine.
He's all right. He's got a hairy butthole, I'll tell you that.
How do you know this stuff?
Look, I don't know it because I know it, but you know
it's
true.
Look how hairy the rest of him is.
Look, I mean, he's got hairy.
Doesn't mean anything.
He's got hairy. No?
You should see how hairy my belly button is. You would
His
never believe
ears
it.
Are hairy. He's everything is hairy.
He's so hairy.
His co-host is hairy. Have you seen her?
Yeah.
Talk about a wetback.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Ugh. Talk about Sasquatch.
Ooh.
Were we talking about Sasquatch? I was thinking about it.
Snatch squatch.
Abominable snatch woman.
Grizzly Adams apple.
Yeah. Fucking fat ass.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Oh, can we say that? Oh, no, we're not on iTunes. We're not on iTunes. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, we can't do it. We can do anything we want.
You can say that on iTunes, can't you?
Can you?
Say it.
I would think so.
I don't know.
I've
never seen a Carlos Mencia CD out there.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen a Carlos Mencia CD anywhere. Because I'm blind. It's because I'm blind.
You're racist.
I've never seen any CD. Who else missed us? Andy Fleming?
Andy Fleming.
He missed us or he just...
He said, when are you doing another thing? Yeah. And I was like...
I feel like he listens to our podcast just to find mistakes. Like, mm-hmm. He just transcribes it. Oh, yeah, this is totally wrong.
Yeah, he does. And he mails them to me, like snail mail, regular mail.
He sends them to Chad Ryden's address.
But people, we've been gone, and we're sorry.
Have we really been gone?
We've been gone
like
a little
week
bit.
Or two.
Have we? We missed a week.
It hasn't been that long.
No, we were, whatever. We're here now. That's what matters.
We're doing it now.
Yeah.
I did want to mention this. I was listening to an older podcast, as I do.
An elderly one?
It was called Old Time Pottery.
Podcastery.
Old Time Chad Ryden.
Pottery.
Sorry, what did it say on it?
It said, we were talking about penguins or pelicans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mark said they're going to be covered in oil.
And who was right?
And guess what happened?
Whoa.
They're covered in
oil. I'm a poet,
oil.
A prophet. I grab the mic, I rock it.
Wow.
But that's not all.
I get out of my car. Guess what I do? I lock it. When I see a monkey, I shock it. I shock it. Shock it. Brad and Sean are like, Mark, stop it.
Skip.
How about those pelicans?
They're doing okay. Except for the dead ones.
When I was in Florida, like I saw like a flock of pelicans like fly really close to me.
And
sequels.
No, wait, no.
Is it a flock of pelicans? It's probably something else. Know. It's probably like a...
Like a murder of pelicans.
It's probably like a shabu. Probably like a shamanama-ning-nong.
It's a pelililogram.
Ooh, hey, yeah, I like that.
I did
Shyamalan.
Somebody had a zinger.
Yeah, I think I did it, guys.
But it was so cool. I
Joke
mean, those are
day.
Very beautiful birds.
They're majestic. I love them. Yeah. Well, we've gone over this.
Oh. They're very majestic. They're hilarious, though, when they're covered in oil. That's funny. They're like, they can't do anything.
It's like they're in blackface.
Well, it's because every time they fart, a bubble forms and pops, and it's just is adorable.
It's cute.
Nothing funnier than blackface.
What? What podcast are you on right now?
That's true.
There's are you on nothing. Mostly comedy?
Mm.
No, I don't.
There's nothing funnier than blackface?
I feel like they would be offended by that.
Do you see that Mad Men? Are you that far in?
I'm on season two of Mad Men.
Yeah, you haven't seen it yet.
How many seasons of Mad Men
Like 20.
Is there?
I don't know.
Roger in blackface is the best moment in that show. I'm not going to tell you when it happens, but there's a moment where he's in blackface.
I love that show just because it's like, I don't know how accurate it is. But
it's 100%.
It's based on fact.
If
it is accurate... About what? That's the six, like 1960 or something.
Yeah, it's like 63-ish.
But it's everything is so horrible, but it's so great at the same time. Like you just finger your secretary, you know, like as she walks by, you just
what? You can't do that now.
Cunt, you know, it's like,
oops.
How many cunts have I said on the 8 minutes in?
You're up to seven.
That's three cunts so far.
That's four.
I'm glad I haven't told my mom about this podcast.
No, don't. Tell
she's listening
anything.
To my other podcast, and I'd feel bad. Now I would feel worse.
H4A.
Oh, yeah, she's listening.
How many measures are we in?
Oh, guys, let's
look.
We're
doing pretty good.
261 measures, 120 beats per minute. Do the math on that.
8:48.
Yeah, you're good at that, Sean.
We're doing all right.
We're in the key of C.
Another
major. C major. What? Uh-oh. Who's not talking loud enough? How many moments is that?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all special.
Is there a momentum?
They're precious. I know that.
Momenter?
Oh, no. Why is Brad talking so quiet?
Do we sing a lot?
Like
not in our daily lives, on the podcast. I listen to other podcasts, and a lot of podcasts will sing.
Really? Like what one? I don't believe that. That sounds like BS.
It's true. I don't want to name other podcasts, but it's like we sang Flock of Seagulls, we did.
Yeah, we do that. We do that every podcast.
We do that to everything.
Yeah, we do.
Is it too much? Is it bad?
No, it's the right amount. It's perfect.
All right. Because I went back. I was like, I'm going to listen to some old podcasts.
Why would we have so many fans if something was wrong with it?
Because Damien posted something on the Brad, Mark, and Sean.
Of course he did. He loves us.
Yeah.
He's like, what's up, guys? Yeah. I think he listened to it.
What's up back?
Did we? I didn't know how to do that.
I did.
I don't think I have to worry about it.
I want you to the least amount of work.
Thank you
for Mark. Right.
And I want to get my work down to Sean's level on this podcast.
Oh boy,
is that possible?
Good luck. We wouldn't be.
I think we'd have to cancel.
I think. Well.
Sean does have nice hair. He seems fresh and showered and
clean
hair.
Crispy. Well, I mean, you got to factor in how hot it is, and his hair still looks like that.
I showered.
Yeah, he drove all this way.
It was so it took like
it was
the whole drive here for my car to cool down. By the time I got here, my car was cool enough for me to start.
Well, why are you driving a jalopy? That's all I want to know.
Oh man,
it's not.
I need a new car, guys.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about cars, baby. Let's talk about. I write notes to myself.
Yeah, you did.
Note
to
self.
Remind me of stuff. And I'm looking over this of things that were relevant when we planned on recording this. Thanks for the water, by the way.
Yes,
Mark.
Enjoy. I try not to give you that MAPCO water. I try to give you Publix water. So much better.
I wrote down.
This water is good.
I wrote down at some point TS3 Waterworks. And I couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, TS3 Waterworks? What does that mean? Then it hit me.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah. Go ahead, though.
Toy Story 3
versus.
Made me cry. No.
Oh, versus crying.
I cried in Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3 versus.
That wasn't a versus. That was just...
Monopoly.
I like to come up with some topics for just us to talk about. Then we close it out.
Whoa.
With...
That's brilliant.
Maybe have a game in the middle. Maybe we play with either.
Yeah, we do that a
lot. Ding-dongs. Well, like you came up with the, hey, let's name a movie something that sounds like another movie.
Yeah, that was fun.
You came up with something one time. It was great. I
loved
it.
About the podcast.
I don't want to put the pressure on you to do that more than once, but it
Thank
was pretty
you.
Good. Anyway,
I haven't seen Toy Story 3 yet.
Well, has a movie ever made you cry?
A movie?
A movie.
Lots of movies have made me cry.
What movies do you cry at?
Recently, I saw Up on Demand. I cried twice.
Up will make you fucking cry. God. Up starts off making you cry.
Yeah.
Ups. Right out the gate, the credits are rolling.
And then even, you know what's going to happen at the end.
Yeah.
You see that coming. Did you see it
coming?
They
should have called it Down.
But you couldn't stop crying.
It's pretty.
Kills you.
It's pretty sad.
Murder.
And then the other movie that...
They throw in the kid having a shitty dad for... No, that didn't help the storyline. It had nothing to do with anything. It's like, also, shitty dad.
Yeah, that makes me cry.
It's a sad movie.
A lot of movies. Rocky 3 makes me cry.
How about Rocky 4?
No, not Rocky 4, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I cry a lot.
You do cry
Rainbow
a lot.
Rainbow 3?
There's nothing wrong with that. What else? What else did I write down? Something about... What did I write down? What did I write down?
What I done wrote down on this...
Fuck ass. I blew it, guys.
Yeah.
Really sorry.
Well, I'm talking and talking and talking.
Words coming out of my mouth. Do. I wrote down poker with a question mark. I guess
we
were supposed to play poker.
We were going
to
have a poker game.
I don't know what else I wrote down here. I wrote down dominoes. What games do you like? What kind of games do you like, Sean?
I like to play Pizza Hut.
You.
Is that a game?
Not even a game. Pizza Hut, Domino's.
He
I
said,
see what.
Oh, see.
Sometimes it's jokes you're like needles that just stick in your fucking eye.
I would have went Papa John's on that. That would have been funnier.
Pretty much anything you say.
Yeah, I would have. I would have really zinged that one in there,
man.
Speaking of racism,
yeah.
I adopted a cat. I've beloved a cat.
Yeah,
black cat.
Beloved.
I beloved him.
That's kind of weird.
Hey, I was watching. What's that show? Ultimate
Regis
Warriors?
And
not Ultimate Warriors. What the fuck am I talking
Ninja
about?
Ninja Warriors?
Ultimate Comedy.
No, where the Warriors...
Warriors come out
on
play.
Demand. Not on
clink,
demand.
Clink,
I'm
clink,
high.
Clink,
I
clink, clink, clink.
Come out to play, yay.
Are those Warriors going to make it tonight?
Ooh.
it's a
comic book based on... What am I saying?
I have no idea.
Warlords,
Best
Atari
Warrior. Some game. There's some show about
Ninja.
Hey,
Warrior.
What would happen if a ninja fought a samurai?
Yeah,
oh.
We don't watch that here.
Anyway, they had like the German SWAT team versus like American SWAT team, and the Germans, what they'll do is they give you a chicken, and you raise this chicken, and you name it, and you love it, and then they make you kill it. Like that's part of the SWAT team training.
Well, can you really love a chicken?
Well. I mean, if you're German.
Why don't they have you raise a baby and then kill it? That would be more tougher.
Well, I don't know. Because they would just pretend it's a Jew and it would be fun.
That's true. They don't really value human life.
But it's like, what a shitty part of... I know. They don't value much of anything. It's like, dude.
They don't even value the dollar. I mean, look at our dollar against their Deutschmark.
Like watches.
More like
is that what they
more
use?
More like a douchemark.
Like German. They like cars. They're good at cars.
More like a Deutschmark and Nunson.
Yeah.
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 You know what I mean?
In
like
my
that.
Stupid face.
Yeah.
I like to play Pizza Hut. This guy.
I was just kidding, guys.
This guy, everything's a joke to this guy.
Oh, man.
No, it's big. Guys.
Oh, sorry.
I did have a note here about people correcting us, people, because we do make a lot of mistakes here. And people,
do we?
People, what?
I guess so.
We don't.
If you're, never... if you're listening at home and people are like, hey, you said this meant this.
Yeah.
Don't even bother.
Don't they realize that's like my whole thing I do?
That's your whole shtick.
Mark does
not...
it on purpose. If we say something that's incorrect, just accept it.
Yeah, just
it doesn't
love
matter.
Us for who we are.
Yeah, not who you want us to
if
be.
If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
Yeah. That's, yeah. It's a really sad song, but...
Well, I mean, it's pretty much our credo.
I had a game.
Love the one you're with.
Sing a song.
Are we doing it?
Squee!
It is fun.
You guys...
I had a game. It was 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. But it was 2 degrees of Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. Can we do that? Yeah.
It's stupid. It's so stupid. 1 degree of Ben Stiller. That's what I ended up with. Just name movies Ben Stiller is in.
Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder.
You won.
Winner.
That's all there is to it.
Clang, 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 clang. We got a winner.
This is true. This is fucking science.
Whoa.
You can ask Mark.
Yeah.
I'm my life.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You know about my life.
Awesome.
I mean, I have a wonderful daughter. I love her.
Yes.
Other than that, whew, I don't have any money saved up. I'm not very healthy.
You have $7 million worth of Star Wars,
my
man.
My career. Yeah, but I think I decided what I need to do. What's a mantra? Do you know what a mantra is?
Yeah, it's that. It's an animal that gets run over by speedboats in Florida.
It fought Godzilla.
Oh, no, that's Mothra.
Right. No, a mantra. What is it? Like a motto. A motto.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
a
like
motto,
a
thing you say.
It's a black woman who takes care of white children.
He's been doing Pilates.
Ancha mantra. It's pancake topping.
Oh, man.
Mark.
Oh, man.
You did it.
I can go for pancakes right now.
Oh, pancakes are fucking delicious.
I have them near my house. Why would I ever keep pancake mix when I live this close to
IHOP? Do you have waffles in your house?
I have ants in my pantry.
That was a setup for a Waffle House joke, and he went around me to the back and kicked me in the dick.
I went four levels down to a Sean Barrett original. I got ants in my pantry.
That's true.
There's ants all over the globe.
Yep.
No, guys. What's your... do you have a new mantra?
I'm trying to... I need you to help me. Okay. I've been trying to think of some mantras. So
okay.
I'm a self... Okay. For me to be like, I need to save up some money. I'm like, nah, I'm going to buy an album. I'm going to...
An album?
Buy a crack a cane. You know, I'm going to do something illegal. But instead of that, I'll think of my mantra and get back on track. Things to help me get my life back on track with like... money and health and love and the things that I don't. So what have I got?
That. Nobody's got all that.
No.
Here's one. Stay on track.
Jack.
With an explanation.
Stay on track.
Stay on track.
Stay on track.
Stay on track. Here's another one. Be smart.
don't
be smart.
Don't be a retard.
No, I'm keeping them short.
Okay.
You could say don't be a retard.
Let's do this.
Use wisdom.
Yeah.
Use wisdom, Brad.
That's good.
Here's one. Damn it, Brad. Just say that to myself. Anytime I'm like, I don't want to go to the gym. It's fucking hot.
Do you go to the gym? Have you ever done that?
No, that's the problem. If I had a good mantra, I might be like, I don't want to go to the gym. Damn it, Brad.
I was there today.
Yeah, he was right there.
Biceps today.
Fly right.
Oh, yeah. Let's see him.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Look at that peak.
Look at that fucking thing. What a monster.
That was my Hulk Hogan.
I got nothing, man. Sorry. See? But if I had... What do you say to yourself to go to the gym?
No, I don't. My alarm goes off and Susan goes, you going to the gym?
Oh, you got a wife. You don't need a mantra if you got a wife telling you what to do.
I go. She goes, you going to the gym? I go, She goes, you going to the gym? I go, She goes, you'll feel better. Come on, go to the gym. Come on, go to the gym. And then I realize she's not going
to
stop saying that until I go to the gym.
Yeah.
Does she
need
go
that.
To the gym, or is she?
She does. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I need to have a wife first.
You get married.
Oh boy! If
you get married, you don't need to go to the gym.
Solved. I know that's the thing.
Unless you get as fat as me, just get married and don't get too fat.
I don't.
So then you're.
I don't think.
Don't have to worry about motivating yourself. Just marry like a really rich woman.
Fly right.
No, I don't like that.
Fly
one.
Right. It sounds like fried rice.
Fried rice.
Yeah. Fly right. What if
fry right?
What if there's a mountain to the right? You crash.
That's true. I don't have TB. TB doesn't have me. I have TB, but TB doesn't have me. Yeah. That's what I have.
I like that one. Yeah. It's easy to say.
TB or not TB?
TB or don't TB?
That is the question.
Taco Bell.
That was another prediction we made. What? We made like 50 TB jokes about. We had an episode where.
Did we?
Sean was coughing and we kept making TB jokes. That's right. Yeah. And then.
He really had it.
Now I have TB. And
do you really? You don't really have TB.
I do really have TB. I'm not dying or anything, but I have TB.
It's not pretty cool, huh?
It's, you know, somebody with TB, and this isn't cool. 1920.
Yeah. I feel like you're not joking about that.
I'm not joking about that. I have tuberculosis.
He's not. He's got it.
I do.
Please tell me.
I'm not kidding.
Why are you like using my microphones? Why are you in my home?
Oh, dude, don't worry. I'm not going to lick your stuff anymore. I'm not contagious. I'm all right.
He's not contagious anymore.
I feel like
I'm not contagious.
I feel like I'm really nervous right now.
I would have TB by now.
What? What's the matter?
You really don't have TB.
I have TB.
He has it.
But why would you say that on a
TB
podcast?
Doesn't have me. Because it's all right.
It's his mantra.
This is not cool.
I'm trying to come.
It's his mantra.
You're joking.
You don't want to do the podcast anymore?
Not if you have TB.
I have TB, but I'm not active. I'm not going to give you TB. I asked the doctor. I was like, look, I got a friend, Mark.
He hates tuberculosis.
I don't joke about
TB. He has a thing about TB. Everyone has a joke about TB. Do you remember Damien and I did that skit?
Does TC have a TB joke?
He's TCBY.
Well, okay.
He's taking care of tuberculosis. Did I not tell you I have tuberculosis?
No.
All right. Well, at first I didn't tell anybody because I thought I was going to die of tuberculosis. And I was like, I'm going to die of tuberculosis. But I didn't. And I went to the doctor and they're like, no, this isn't 1903. People don't die. You'll be all right. And they gave me medicine and I'm on the road to recovery. I'll be fine.
Okay. I feel like before you come to someone's house, you should say, hey, I have TB. Is
well,
it cool if
no,
I come over?
Because
he's already been. I mean,
you already house. Were here.
Yeah.
Do I need to get checked for TB?
No, I had Hannah checked. She's all right. So everything's cool. No, it's fine.
I'm so scared.
You're
right
not
now.
Gonna get TB.
Don't be scared.
Freaking out.
Mark, I appreciate your concern.
I feel
for
like
me.
I have TB. No, I'm not worried about you.
I know. It was a joke.
All
oh
right.
Man! But before I die, that's why I wanted the mantra because I'm gonna die.
Well, if you're
soon.
This close to death, I mean, the mantra's
what's
not
the point now? Yeah, fuck it. I guess I'm just gonna die.
Here's your mantra. Death, take me. Death, take me.
Yeah. Kill me before I get Mark sick.
Death, rest your sweet head on my soul.
I want you to know you're not going to get tuberculosis.
I'm not
sure,
worried about
right?
it. I'm just...
Okay, you're fine.
Naturally nervous.
Sean, maybe.
I'm not...
I'm like a 300-pound chihuahua. I'm just always... Everything spooks me.
Hmm, me too.
Did you,
except
did you
not
pee
300
in?
Pounds.
I peed a little.
I, what was it, what were we talking about?
Let me take a couple
of... Let me feel it.
Where is the pee? Let
it's damp.
It.
Damp.
Here's another one.
Yeah?
Think about it. Think about it.
Well, what does that do? That just delays think about it, and then you do the bad thing anyway.
That makes me think about it. I don't know. Does That's what it? I'm saying. None of these are very good. I need your help.
I think you have to repeat your mantra over and over again.
In all honesty, can you convince yourself to do something you really do want to do?
I don't know,
can you
man. Ever... I got to do something. I'm
I can't talk myself
up.
Out.
I'm a fuck up, and I'm fucking sick of it.
I just embrace. Here's what I'm going to do.
You just be a Buddhist. Just
if I buy you a book, accept... will you do the book?
Probably not.
It's called Strengths Finder.
Is it a workout routine?
No, it's this little book you buy, and you take a test online, and it tells you your five strengths based on the way you answer these questions.
Hmm. Okay.
And then you don't have to worry about your weaknesses. You focus on these strengths, and you do those things.
Is that what you did? What did you do to become as successful?
I bought a book called Strengths Finder, and it said I was a communicator. It said I was a maximizer. It said all these other great things about me.
Yeah.
And those are the things I focus on. I don't worry about the things I'm not good at.
I don't think I have five good things about
you
me.
Do. I mean, it's a big book. Does. It's a big book.
They just make up a bunch of them.
So it's called Strengths Finder.
Strengths Finder.
It's on Amazon. This.
Whoever named it did a bad job.
Yeah, that guy's. That doesn't really his, roll off his the strength tongue. Was not
strength
naming.
Strengths Finder. Well, then maybe I don't need a mantra.
No, you just need to. Look, just.
I've got one. This sounds pretty good. Peace through reason.
No.
I will reach peace.
Through MIDI sequencing software?
By thinking. Okay, why? Reasoning things out.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like the title to a Rush album.
Yeah.
That's even fucking better. Is that a... that's a pro. Fun potatoes.
Fun potatoes.
There you go. Fun potatoes.
Fun potatoes.
That's what we should name our band, which we're going to form.
We're doing a band.
Fun potatoes. Forming a band.
Why don't we just do a band? Ditch the podcast.
This isn't even going. We're talking about blackface and tuberculosis. It's
what band?
Fun.
What are we going to play?
We're going to play all originals.
We're going to play just dead covers and some Berserk. Can we get Berserk's open for us?
Ooh, we should play. We should just start a Berserk band.
We're already two-thirds of the way there.
There you go. Do you guys want to do which is better? Do you want to do anything?
Yeah.
Let's do it all.
How far are we?
Fun potatoes.
What do you guys want to talk about?
How far in are we?
Why are we so worried about the time?
You're at a thing. Well,
we're
in
C major, 120 beats per minute.
That's not helpful.
Oh.
25 minutes.
See?
25 minutes. Time for which is better. This isn't going to go very good.
It's kind of early.
It's going to be great.
Is it too early? Let's talk some more about other stuff.
No, it's fine. Because
what do you guys want to talk about?
Not tuberculosis. Paducah? Wait, what is tuberculosis? I don't even know what that
tuberculosis.
Is. That's not meningitis, right?
No.
Okay, we're fine.
No, it's like syphilis in your lungs. And then you, and
it's
you
like
die.
Lung herpes.
It's what killed Doc Holliday, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You're just like Doc
I'm
Holliday.
I'm just like Doc Holliday.
Yeah.
And that's when maybe that's one of your strengths is your tuberculosis. Yeah. You should check the
I'm
strengths.
Not afraid of death. I've overcome fear of death. I could be like a fucking...
Really?
I could be like a... vigilante.
You should do that.
They caught some guy dressed up like I wish I had this information in front of me, but some guy got arrested for dressing up like a superhero
in Colombia, right?
Close to us. Yeah, some guy was walking around like on patrol.
He was called
crime.
the viper.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
He called himself the Viper and he was trying to fight crime.
And Colombia is a place to do it because that was my problem with being a crime fighter is in real life.
Well, you got to start somewhere small.
I know, but you very rarely, unless you're Mark Nunson, happen to be where the action is, where crime is happening, you know?
You got to look for it.
That's what I'm saying. I know, but you dress up like a guy and you walk around, you happen to be walk by when some girl's getting mugged by three Mexicans or something, you know? That never happens.
Three?
I mean, it happens, but. Okay, seven.
And you say, you're a move, punk.
Yeah, and then you fight him one at a time, and then she kisses you. That's great on paper.
Oh, man.
But it just doesn't come out that way.
That's great.
I think you could pull it off.
I think Mark's sad because I have tuberculosis.
He'll be dead, and then we'll have a better podcast.
Yeah, you'll have even... Think about how much better this podcast would be without me.
Yeah, no, we'll just talk, and we won't talk about anything really in particular.
You still have lists shit.
Yeah, there won't be any lists. We won't be... Sean's so worried about the time.
It'll just be you guys talking about
worried.
What time
like,
it is.
How many measures are we in?
I'm not worried.
I'm like, dude, C major.
That's not helpful.
I think The Witch is Better is long enough to carry us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a pretty good one. It's a good one, although I don't know how it's going to go. Well, here, you'll find out why. You guys ready for Which is Better?
Yay!
Happy birthday, Gary.
Which is Better? Harry Potter
versus
Lord of the Rings.
Whoa.
Lord of the Rings is better.
Wow.
Why do you say that?
Because I've never seen any Harry Potter in their book.
He has no idea.
Have you seen any commercials?
I've seen...
You're familiar with the concept of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter had an owl in it. I don't do owls. I'm serious.
I mean, I get it.
Are you terrified of the Tootsie Pop commercial?
As I posted on... eBay is my new blog. I'm blogging on eBay.
Blog on eBay.
What?
I have a...
You sell your thoughts.
I put a Rush CD. See, I'm very focused on Rush right now.
Yeah,
I bought a Rush CD today by accident.
Trying to join a frat. Everything's...
Which one? Did you get 2112?
No, I bought Exit Stage Left, which turns out... I knew it was like a best of, but it was a live CD.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Snagglepuss.
And it turns out I already had that one.
Ah, you blew it.
And it turns out there was an owl on the cover.
Whoa.
You don't like owls.
I don't like owls. I'm not afraid of them.
You know one of
your
five strengths isn't...
I get anger and rage when I see an owl.
Really?
Yes.
You don't like an owl?
You shouldn't see...
I hear that owls are stupid.
Yeah,
they're considered wise.
No, they're not.
But their brain is very small because they have such giant eyes.
Yep. We always get a phone call.
There's an...
Okay, first of all, this call may be monitored and recorded for quality control purposes. Okay, sir, are you speaking from either your residence or your own personal phone?
Yes, it's definitely being monitored.
You're just any member of your house or work for any of the following, a newspaper, TV or radio station, an advertising agency, or market research company?
Yeah, we do that.
Happy birthday,
okay.
We do that. We do all that, all the above. Happy birthday, Gary.
Okay, sir, which station do you turn to first for local news?
I turn to my local news channel.
So what would the name of the channel be, sir?
News Channel 5.
All right, then. Okay, sir.
With Brian Bates.
Yes, sir.
You familiar with that anchor, Brian Bates?
Oh, I see. All right. Yes. Okay, sir. Well, I believe those are all the questions I have for today, and thanks for taking...
You don't ever call my house again! I'll kill you! I'll kill you! This is like guy.
He heard Bates and is like, fuck this.
Why is this guy... Why would he... He didn't listen to anything I said. He just called and asked questions.
Why are you asking questions if you're not listening to answers?
You should have asked him what he thinks about Harry Potter.
Am I off?
No,
you're right, though.
There we go.
We should have asked him Harry Potter questions.
Yeah, he wasn't going to... He wasn't playing.
What a douche.
So, yeah, Harry Potter, I've never seen any of that.
It doesn't matter. Owls. You'll just be able to answer on the side.
You know what?
Of
you just use your wit. You know how many tests I took in high school without reading the book?
All of them.
Sorry, yes.
Stepped all
right.
All over you.
Ready? Here we go. It's all right. He did the right thing. Frodo versus Harry.
Woo.
Well, not in a fight.
Oh.
Okay.
But which is a more boring main character? They're both
Frodo. He has
boring.
No magical powers.
You're going to say Frodo to everyone.
Well, Frodo's more boring. I'm going with
He's
Harry.
He's pretty boring. Both of them. This is a note. Both of them were surrounded by interesting characters.
Yeah,
and both of them ultimately never completed their quest.
That is not true.
That is true. Frodo didn't throw the ring into the pit. Sméagol jumped on him and he fell into the pit.
It got done though.
Harry did not kill Voldemort. Voldemort.
Oh, thanks.
Attacked
for,
him.
Thanks
in
for
a,
ruining.
Well,
it.
If you hadn't read it by now, spoiler alert. Harry Potter wins.
What if all my fans who listen to this because of me, this podcast, they don't watch Harry Potter. They're gonna be like,
talk about LeBron.
If they don't,
hey, yeah, how about
Harry Potter is like LeBron.
He's like if LeBron Jenkins went to LeBron.
Jimson
from Reading Rainbow, right?
Tim Jimson.
That was LeBron from Star Trek.
Jim
Next
Timson.
Generation.
No.
Jim Jameson. James Jimson.
My name's Tim Jimson. Jim Timson.
Jip Jeffersons.
Who do you say, Frodo or Harry?
I think Frodo's probably more boring. Harry does do magic. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, okay.
And he's
on a Burger King.
At least
cup
he gets
too,
some ladies.
Isn't Harry Potter on a Burger King cup?
He hooks up with some ladies. You know.
I think they're all in. Yeah. All right,
I don't
we'll
think
go Frodo.
Frodo does anything.
Yeah, Frodo doesn't really do much of anything.
He just goes.
He's not very proactive.
Oh my!
Yeah.
I will go. I will take the ring.
He's like a UPS delivery guy, as far as the story goes. That's who he is.
Yeah.
Staff versus wand. All the wizards in Lord of the Ring, Lorth ring.
Yeah.
Use staffs.
Yeah.
Wizards in
Can I ask
Harry
a question?
Potter use.
Yeah. Ask a question?
I'm going to answer that question with an answer.
Brad, do you have a staph infection?
Oh, I wouldn't come to your house.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Were you wandering?
Happy birthday, Gary. Oh, thanks for tuning in this
birthday,
week.
Gary.
We'll be back next week.
Not
another...
me, because I'll be drowning
You'll
in
be
my
dead. Be...
lung blood. Oh, God, guys.
You'll be giving yourself a Jimi Hendrix.
What? Jimi Hendrix?
Did he die? He's still alive, no, right? He's still making
records. He didn't
records.
Die.
I hope so.
He's all right.
He's fine.
Jim Hendrix?
My name's Jim Hendrix. I mean, Hendrix.
Sip Jeffersons.
I had some bit I was doing the other day, and it was like, in the bit, I mention a kid. It's like, what was it? Oh, I was talking about how, like, Republicans are like toddlers. Like if you, they just say no to everything, right? Like that's basically the idea. Of the thing was like,
well, toddlers.
Hey,
we need
to have health care or whatever. Like no. It's like, well, can we talk about it? No. That's the basic gist of the thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Like anyway.
Yeah.
And in the bit, I named the kid Jimmy or something. Like, is anyone actually name like is that little Jimmy? But everybody when they do a bit, always little Timmy, little Jimmy.
Yeah.
It's fucking retarded. They're no.
I do little Johnny.
Do you do a Johnny?
He's a 4-year-old that lives behind a tree. I'm doing a little Johnny later.
Sorry, guys. Staffer wand.
Oh, pedophile. Gotcha.
Better voices.
Almost as funny as blackface.
But it's a topper.
Yeah.
Better voices, the English accent with the Schmeagle. They all have English accents, but
well, it's Middle Earth. I mean,
well, all... we got Schmeagle's voice, which is pretty good. Yeah, the precious
stupid hobbits.
But masters are friends. And we got Snape, who's
potatoes.
Snape's got a pretty good Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
I love Die Hard.
Ooh.
I picked Die Hard.
Snape. Who plays him? Alan Rickman.
Yes.
Yes.
Alan Rickman versus whoever.
Hans Gruber.
Schmeagol. Who's Schmeagol?
Andy Serkis.
Asian Dawn.
Who did it? Who did it?
We have no way of knowing if that's right.
He just
that's
made right. something up.
Franklin. Frankel.
Flick.
Theodore Sippelstein.
Jim Jensen.
Stupid Happensons.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Can Which one is better?
I think Brad's imitation of it's better.
New celebrity. That's I can't do a very good Snape. Do a Snape.
I can't do one either.
Snape's too cool for me to actually do.
Yeah, he just sounds too. Cool
I'll
guy.
Stay away from that one.
Are we gonna do? Yeah. Time for another cunt, guys.
How fast can we get through this? I don't want to know. Sean wants to know how fast can we get
through
this.
Yeah, where are we out of time?
It's not for me.
Better lingo.
Calling
people a muggle or the elf language.
Chuck Woolery.
Chuck.
I feel like Tolkien went crazy and wrote a whole language.
Yeah.
He did, didn't he?
You have to admire him for just being that much of a nerd.
Yeah, he'll write a whole language, but he won't spell his whole name out.
Yeah. J, B, W, whatever. Puffin stuff.
He's probably like, call me JR, and they're like from Dallas. He's like, no, J, no, call me JRR.
Jar.
It's like he was like Jar-R. In an 80s movie where he had to make up a name on the spot.
Yeah.
I'm JR. JRRR. Tolkien. J. Tolkien. R.
Tolkien.
He's looking around a room. He sees a guy blue J.
He sees a guy smoking
he
a cigarette.
Sees an R. Yeah. I don't think there's anyone who's right. I like the word muggle.
Muggles are right, sure. But...
What's a muggle?
A muggle is a non-magical
That's being. A regular-ass person.
That's what we call people like, who aren't comics.
We call them muggles? I thought we called them citizens.
Hello, citizen. I'm here to tell you a joke.
Civilian. Hey, civilian.
Look at my balls. Is it civilians? What do you call...
Non-comics or civilians.
Yeah. Right? They call them cunts, because I say cunt a bunch.
Those are the open micers.
Yeah. God. Ooh. Open micers.
Are we open?
I kind of am.
I mean, I am.
I
sure.
am. I'm not a closed it. Micer, I'll tell you that much.
I'm an open micer. Are you?
I'm an open Timmer. Tim Jimsoner.
Jim I'm a girl Timsoner. Watcher.
I'm a girl watcher.
I'm a girl watcher.
Watch your girls go around.
Mark's not going to like this question.
Uh-oh. Bigger dick?
Nope. Which is more like the Bible? Because Lord of the Rings, there's Tolkien was supposed to have this whole, like, Gandalf is an archangel and Sauron represents saint and saint.
There's a lot of biblical references in Lord of the Rings. Lord. I don't know about
Well, Potter. I'll tell you, like,
this Potter
Harry Potter has unicorns and giants.
Well, yeah, that's in Exodus.
Those are in there. there's giants in there.
That's in Unicornius book one.
There's I believe Genesis.
The Unitarian Church.
Ooh, they... Unicornian.
Unicornian. Well, yeah, Noah just forgot a unicorn.
Actually, no, you know what? Lord of the Rings had giants in the books. There were mountain giants who threw rocks
and
at him.
Oliphants.
Oliphant.
I want to see an oliphant.
First, say it right, you 3-foot Harry Potter.
You Harry Potter.
I almost spit water out.
Oh, man.
That would have been the end of every fucking
If this
day.
Was a video podcast, that would have been
that
great.
That would have been pretty great. Oh, boy. Spit take. So who's more like the Bible guys?
I don't know. They do both have giants. You're right.
Should we change the subject? Because
no,
Mark
let's
doesn't
do
know
it.
Anything
I'll
about
just
Harry
make
Potter.
You don't know. Well.
I got an idea. I mean, wizards...
That's the problem with Happy Birthday, Gary. Is I don't know anything.
Yeah.
That Mark knows. Mark knows.
We have. If it wasn't. If we all didn't do stand up comedy, we'd never talk to each other.
That's true.
Well, me and Sean would be friends.
Would you?
No.
Maybe in a musical sense, doing some kind of music.
Whoa.
If I didn't hate like business people, like people, I,
we are such early. like I hate those people. All these successful people. I need to hang out with Sean and Brad.
Real losers.
I don't want to go to happy hour in your BMW. I'm going to go.
Right.
Some guy's got his daughter watching my TV. And
right. Hannah's downstairs.
He's drinking my Mapco water.
Maybe we can get some
milkshakes or something.
Mm. That was a good one.
Sorry, guys.
Did you vomit?
No, I like you guys as friends. I just don't. I don't know. I like a lot of sports and stuff too.
I know, and that's the thing is I don't know anything about sports, so I can't be like which is better, the Tennessee Titans or the
I wouldn't want to do that podcast anyway.
No, that'd be horrible.
How about LeBron James versus Lord of the Rings? Who would win?
Okay,
the fight?
You know what? As far as Sean is concerned,
yeah,
Harry Potter versus Lord of the Rings. You just think of LeBron.
Okay, right? I'll tell you what LeBron would do in this situation.
You tell me what LeBron would do. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
All right. Better elves. Ooh. Who had better elves?
Well,
Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter.
In the movies, they're.
See, because it's Harry Potter
what's
elves
her name?
Are like.
What Dobby. What is what's her name?
Liv Tyler. Lips Tyler.
She's hot.
She's attractive.
She's beautiful.
She's pretty cute for someone who came out of such an ugly dude's balls.
Yeah.
That's not really how kids are born, but.
Well, is it?
It's not.
A pelican? Is this a pelican decide here?
Stork brings him out of
elven
the vagina.
Elven pelican?
Pelican elven.
Dr. Pelican to the delivery room. Dr. Pelican to the
Dr. Elvis Pelican.
LeBron has Delonte West, and he's kind of elvish.
Yeah?
I know. But is he going to have Bosch?
No.
You don't think Bosch?
Bosch and Wade are going to Miami.
Sean is my sports liaison. I have no idea.
Bosch and Wade are going to Miami. So
you think is that actually happening?
They verbal commitment.
Oh man, all the talk yesterday was Bosch was getting LeBron.
Didn't happen.
Oh man,
Bosch Spice.
I think
that's my joke. I got a joke.
Bosch Spice.
Bosch.
I'm surprised Bosch isn't going to go down and play with Lom down in Memphis.
Yeah.
Bosch and Lom.
Does he have magic powers?
It's a makeup joke. You not familiar with Bosch and Lom?
They shouldn't go to Memphis. No one should go to Memphis.
Well, Maybelline's based there.
Maybe.
It's Maybelline.
Oh,
okay, next one. Let's come on. Rapid fire. Hit me.
Let's do it. More irrelevant soundtrack. I don't really.
Irrelevant?
Their soundtracks are just.
LeBron is just.
Well, Lord of the Rings. Infinites. No, but Lord of the Rings always has some song by
Tom
Analytics or something that.
Tom Bombadil has some great
lyrics. Bombadil.
Upon this table I stand and drink. Sauron is a big rat fink.
The greatest adventure. That was Hobbits. Hobbits count, right?
I have a Hobbit record. I should probably get
there
to
was.
Brad.
Who did that? Who did?
Are you thinking Leonard Nimoy?
No,
I'm thinking like an
you're
actual.
Thinking of Led Zeppelin?
No, I actually
have
a Hobbit record where they tell you the story and then when they break into all the songs, it's like real songs.
No, because there was the Hobbit, the cartoon.
Record, and there's a book you follow along with.
Ooh.
That sounds it's in my garage.
That'd be great for you and the kids.
Yeah.
I don't have any children.
I do, downstairs in your house.
Maybe I should give her my record, because I know her dad has a record player, because her dad.
I do. Do you have a record player?
No.
You have a record and no record player?
I have, yeah.
So what would LeBron do?
LeBron would just
LeBron,
put
LeBron. Does LeBron have a soundtrack? He's probably a rapper, right?
Every Jay-Z song is a soundtrack to LeBron's life. I got 99 problems. Yeah. New York state of mind.
Better no, gay wizard, Albus Dumbledore or Ian McKellen?
They're both
Zarunas Ilgascus.
They're both gay.
Zarunas Ilgascus.
They're both gay.
I mean,
we can't bring LeBron in this.
I gotta say this.
People hate gays, and he's not gonna.
Ian McKellen is also a wizard of metal. He can control metal.
Ooh, that'd be a good name
right.
for a band.
So he
wizard
just sort
of
floats
he's
around.
A Magneto.
He perhaps has more. Your Honor, I'd like to present to the
now,
jury.
Yana, if it pleased the cult.
I'd like to have a sip of this fine Publix water.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Now what you got here is a gay wizard.
He's used his magical powers.
I'm going to get in blackface, and we're going to tell some pedophilia
Lord,
jokes.
Lord.
We're just going to go down to the Pizza Hut.
Froggy went according, and he did ride.
Democrat corn, your honor, and I don't care.
Could you please read that back to me? Here now.
Jimmy Crack Corn, your honor, and I don't care.
A chitty bang bang. A pippy long stocking. If the trailer don't knockin', rockin', sock 'em robot.
We did it.
If the glove doesn't fit, you about to quit, your honor.
I've ruined it. Once again, I found a way to ruin Brad's dreams.
No, you didn't ruin anything. My life is just this over and over again in different forms. Just
yeah.
A whole bunch of these set up in a row.
Failures and then
Here's your new mantra. Here's your new mantra.
Give me a mantra.
Brad, this is what you say to yourself. Brad.
Yeah. Brad.
Don't have any ideas. Remember what's happened to all of your ideas up until this point.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's what I need to get out of my head. That's what I had. Believe me, I know that. I need something like
enough with the ideas.
I need
about life is a highway.
I need like Brad. Just you already that. Did it. I'm gonna act like I've
this
already.
This is what you
succeeded.
Should do. You should be like Brad. You wanted to try that before, but you never did.
What's the difference between being a success and not being a success?
Perspective.
Exactly. I just need a little perspective.
Is that true? I think there's like a clear line of
strengths finder.
Strengths.
Finer. Which do nerds love more?
Oh,
gotta be Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings.
Gotta be Harry
That's
Potter.
A tough one.
Harry Potter.
Nerds love Harry Potter more than Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
I
is
feel
really
like
for the intellectuals.
Nerds have had a longer time to love Lord of the Rings. I mean, there's like 90-year-old people who probably like Lord of the Rings still.
There's probably not a lot of 90 people.
I'm gonna say Lord of the Rings because I think that like a lot of regular not nerd kids like Harry Potter.
I think that's a lie from the pit of the devil.
I think it's just young kids like Harry Potter. Yana, Lord of the Rings.
What we got here is a failure to talk to one another in a way we can understand.
You can't handle the truth.
If you're caught using an owl after hours, that's a night in the box. Anyone using a cloak of invisibility, that's a night in the box. Oh boy, what am I talking about? Better writer, J.R. Rowling's or J.R.R. Tolkien's?
Wow.
Well,
that is J.K.
J.K.R. Rowling's or J.K.R.R. Tolkien's?
I have not read any of this.
J.C. Penney or T.R.
Jean Claude Van Tolkien.
Cinto Teoi! That's what the fuck I said.
What are you?
My kids!
My kids!
Your Honor, there's kids in the courtroom.
Your Honor, would the record show the J.R. Puff and Stuff, Tolkien's ding a dang skibbly blip flip do?
Is anybody still listening to this? I'd like to see Andy Fleming's notebook of mistakes.
Andy's pen. He's got writer's cramp.
He's got metacarpal syndrome.
There's sparks flying off of his pen. Just like, J.R. Puff and Stuff. That's not even a dude.
He's got plantar fungiitis.
What? Peanuts.
What's the question?
Planters peanuts.
Honey roasted penis. Better books on tape.
Oh, no book is good on tape.
Oh, what? I disagree.
There are a few good books on tape.
Name one.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
Name one.
The Steve Martin book is fantastic on tape. He reads it.
Please.
It hurts your heart.
Why? It's so. I hate to hear somebody reading out loud.
Really?
I love it. It's a pet perv.
I get through books faster that way. I'm not a slow reader.
My goal of reading a book once a year is not to see how fast I can get through it.
I'm just saying, I
already read a book this year.
I gathered
was
the information.
It?
I've actually read a lot of books.
You read Strength?
Strengths Finder.
I did Strengths Finder, but that's like a 20 minute read because you don't read everything.
Do you read it every year?
No, I read it once.
Do you
I just
have
got
it?
Yeah, I got it like a couple weeks ago.
Oh. So you've already been...
I actually really did it.
You were successful before you ever found this book.
Yeah, but now I'm going to be
The Secret?
More successful.
Did you learn The Secret?
No, I don't read books. I don't like read... I read a lot of books about poker.
You don't read Harry Potter.
Poker players?
Yeah.
Do you? What is there to read about?
How to get rich.
Are you
strategy.
Rich?
Strategy.
Strategy.
Are you
rich?
I read
percentages.
Strategy.
It's all percentages,
no,
isn't it?
No.
You don't play the percentages?
Do you play on the computer?
Yeah.
That's illegal.
PokerStars.net?
It's only illegal to cash out. Money? It's only illegal when you cash out.
Do you cash out?
I have never cashed out.
So how much money really? Do you have in the virtual world?
Probably. Can you go to Puerto Rico and cash out?
I'm not going to cash out till it's legal.
How much money do you have? Is that rude? Is that rude to ask?
A little bit rude.
Is it upwards of $10,000?
No.
Is it upwards of $300?
Maybe.
Oh.
Whoa.
Steak and shake.
But wow. I can't get to that money legally. I could have. I was gonna pull it all out in before June 19th or whatever. But I just said, you know, I'll just leave.
What was June 19th? Was that some rule?
You could. Yeah, they were giving you like a extension.
Oh, and you blew it.
Yeah, not even blow it.
You just didn't give a shit.
You just wait until the
I'd rather play.
Want
to
roll it.
I'd rather play Let than not be able to play. Yeah.
Can you cash out in...
I put $30 in. Like, I gave $30 to a friend of mine who had an account.
Yeah.
And he transferred me $30.
There you go.
And I've been playing with that ever since. So even if I lost all the money I have in there, which I've almost done a few times, and I build it back up...
Is that your money? Once it's gone, you're going to quit?
No, I have other friends. I had a buddy of mine who just won $1,600 in a tournament. And then, like, the week before that, he won $600. So if I gave him, like, $100, he would transfer me the money.
In real life or the computer he won?
He on the computer, on PokerStars.
If you're in Nevada, can you cash out?
No. You can't. What's illegal about it is when you do that wire transfer for gambling winnings over to, like, a bank account or something like that, that is when the federal government says, oh, you can't do that.
We're gonna... a fucker. Stay out of my life.
What's the point?
Stay out of my
pointless.
Life.
Pointless. Wouldn't you rather tax all the millions of dollars that are coming
Wouldn't
through?
Wouldn't you rather go fuck yourself? Who are they to tell you you can't win money on anything?
I don't
That's
know.
That's what your government's job is?
Why can't... I can't pay a woman to have sex with me. Are you serious?
You actually can. That's legal in certain areas, certain places.
Yeah.
I know.
You can't pay her on the internet. It's against the
law. That's ridiculous. Who had better movies?
Harry Potter.
No.
Lord of the Rings is...
Lord of the Rings are pretty great movies.
It's one of the most epic... trilogies ever made.
It's pretty great movies.
Cinematography.
I think the movies are better.
It's beautiful.
Harry Potter's yet to be written, though. They're doing the volume one of the last book.
Yeah.
Mark doesn't give a shit.
It's hard for me to get excited about something like 13-year-old girls really are into.
Well.
13-year-old girls
besides
love
Brad.
Berserk.
No, they don't.
They're gonna. When your album drops. Do you know who the Nappy Roots is?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard them.
I was down.
They're black.
When I was buying my Pat Benatar tickets, which is a long story because I ended up buying tickets and then Andy Fleming gave me tickets, so I returned my tickets. When I was returning my tickets.
It's kind of a douche mood, huh?
Well, I bought tickets.
Douche mood. I'm in a douche mood.
I bought tickets to Pat Benatar, and he says, I'm holding two Pat Benatar tickets in my hand. He says this on the computer to me. And I'm like,
why is he holding them right then?
I don't know.
What is he? I wouldn't take he's those. They holding might have TB on them.
Well, he has some kind of job where he gets free tickets, and he's like, I got tickets.
Works at a radio station.
He works at a radio station, sure.
Does he really? I thought he...
You would think he'd be better at podcasting if he worked at a radio station.
I think he'd be better at everything.
You think he... No, he actually looks like he should be on the radio, because he's not...
No, he looks like...
Physically...
He looks weird. I can't even picture it. So his
picture,
look...
Picture... Not my balls...
you know, Jabba the Hutt?
Picture Jabba the Hutt's balls.
Yeah, I'm doing that
in
right
a
now.
Vice.
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah.
And then draw Andy's face on those balls.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
And then just...
Draw a picture that looks exactly like Andy, and that's what he looks
right.
like.
Right. Can you draw a then, smell?
Yeah.
Can you draw a smell? I think you can. Just, if you could.
The greatest artist in the world could.
Yeah.
Ooh, what? Wow.
Smell-o-vision. That didn't work. Movies.
Yeah.
That's something that's going to happen.
What was that movie that they first tried that with? It was that Hairspray?
That wasn't the first one. They did it.
I think that was the first one.
No.
That wasn't the first
Smell-o-vision?
One?
Smell-o-vision?
He was doing that as a campy thing that was...
So that happened...
In reference to other things.
Okay. I thought that was the first movie that tried it.
Sounds like something Willy
okay,
Wonka.
Okay, so name the first movie that did it.
I
if
don't
you're
know.
So.
I
well,
don't
then
know.
How do you know it wasn't Hairspray?
Because I do.
I think I've...
I wouldn't want to smell
Go ahead and ask the internet.
We'll do that after. And
yeah.
We'll report on it next
yeah.
week.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll do it after this. Neville Longbottom and Samwise Gamgee.
Which is a dumber name.
Are fucking.
Okay.
Who's
Each
on top?
Other?
Yeah.
Who's on top?
Well, I don't know this Neville brother, but it can't be Samwise.
He's not on top.
No.
Samwise.
He's on the bottom.
Sam's giving it.
He's the one getting
Sam
it in the butt?
I think Sam would take it.
He would take it in the butt?
No. I would think he would like it. I mean, it's not like a negative thing.
Yeah. Neville, like butt sex.
Neville and Sam, same guys. So Neville Longbottom and Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah.
Which is a better tubby screw up who ultimately saves the day?
Yeah.
So both tubby screw ups who ultimately save the day. Who's a better one?
I think Samwise is probably better.
Probably LeBron.
Ooh, LeBron. Ooh. He's never saved the day though.
No, he doesn't have a championship.
He's never gonna
make
it. This is gonna sound silly because I don't know anything about basketball, or I don't really ever.
They're all black.
I know they're 90% black. What is special about LeBron? Is
99%.
Am I opening a can of worms?
No,
like, I don't get why he. Aren't there? It's not just LeBron's getting picked, right? Everybody's. It's picking time.
Free agents when your contract's up.
Can I say picking?
It's picking time.
It's not cotton. It's just picking.
He is probably. I mean, Kobe Bryant is probably the best player in the league right now, this minute. But when his career is done, LeBron James may be the greatest player that ever played.
Really?
He can score at will, assists.
Yeah.
Rebounds. He can do everything in
shoot
one.
The lights
where
out.
People can usually do are good at one thing.
What about Michael Johnson?
I think you mean Magic Johnson?
No.
Or Michael Jordan?
No. I mean
Michael Johnson the
what about Dr. Jordan?
Dr. Jordan passed away. Yeah. He's...
What about Wilt Jordan?
What about
Johnson?
yeah.
What about that guy from Space Jam?
What about Dumbledoof?
This ain't Quidditch, all right? This is
wow.
Base. We play basketball.
There's no song about Harry Potter.
Aragog versus Aragorn.
I don't think I even know what Aragog is.
Aragog was
is Aragorn when you mistakenly put your glasses on.
I know
on
who
wrong.
Aragorn is.
Aragorn was in Lord of the Rings. He was the guy. Aragog was the giant spider in Harry Potter.
Oh.
Although both Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings have giant spiders. There's a lot of similarities.
Well,
there's giant spiders in A Hobbit. Mm-hmm. That's where he uses sting to kill one. Harry Potter, there's a him and Ron.
Mm-hmm. Who else has giant spiders?
Uh-oh.
East Nashville.
Costa Rica.
Wow. Yeah.
I went there.
You got a point there.
We have giant spiders?
Yeah.
He just wanted to say giant spiders, and he couldn't think of Wild Wild West.
Yeah. Ooh. I couldn't think of Tarantula.
You know what my... I'm gonna find.
You ever saw that movie Tarantula? Oh,
that's pretty good.
IMDb it.
It's pretty good.
I saw a movie Sean never saw.
You've seen Tarantula.
I haven't seen Tarantula. Oh.
When so Tarantula weird. Took to the hills. Remember that?
Yeah. I haven't seen. Yeah, such a good movie.
I'm sorry,
man. You're so dumb, Sean. I can't
what
believe
a dummy. Why don't you watch a movie for once?
They showed
in
it
life.
At Belcourt every weekend.
No, they
midnight.
Don't. They don't.
Are you scared of spiders?
No, I love spiders.
What are you afraid of? I used to be. I'm not scared
I'm afraid of sharing my feelings.
If I see one on me, I go, ah!
Yeah, like, I don't want
well, but if
right.
I see, like, one on the floor,
you're
I'm
not
going, oh my God, there's a spider over there
it.
On the floor.
Even if it's poisonous, I don't
care. Give a shit.
What do? You just throw a knife
what's,
at it.
What does a critter, any kind of critter scare you? I know you hate cats. I know you kill cats
no,
at will.
Well, no, I kill them, but I don't hate, I like certain cats.
Kill them, you love them. That's part of what's fun about it.
Yeah.
That's what love's all about is.
Oh man, he's got it figured out.
If you can't love something, why not kill it?
If you love something, kill it.
And if it comes back
it
to
comes
life,
back to
it's
you,
probably a zombie.
It's a zombie wow. that loves you. And if it doesn't come back to life,
then
there it was never meant to be.
Can you, have sex with a zombie? Is that
not willingly?
I
not
don't
willingly?
No,
not willingly.
I don't know.
I mean,
you could.
You don't want to get head from a zombie. I'll give you that.
No.
I got it. That's funnier than we think.
You just got.
That's a great line.
You just got funnied.
You just got whoopty dude.
You just got pizza hutted, and we didn't even
fly
know.
Right.
Fry right.
Fry right. Vegetable fly right.
Fly right. Keep flying right. You'll
one
end up going in a circle.
Polome.
Straight you up and fry right.
One order polome.
Your honor, I was just trying to fly right.
Sauron versus Voldemort. Which is a better bad guy?
Well, I mean, Sauron's just basically an eyeball.
Sauron's a big cool eyeball.
Can anyone be a real bad guy if their arch rival is a child? I mean, as bad as Voldemort
pedophile,
is, he's
maybe.
Still sort of like it's him versus a little kid.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, how can a little kid save the day?
They're really special little
why
kids.
Why
can't Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith get in a spaceship special. And know how to fly it and upload a virus to some system they've
why
never...
Why did Jeff Goldblum even get on that fucking spaceship? What was his point? He was there was no reason for him to go
I mean, we wouldn't have had any funny lines. If he...
Well, he's being the funny... Yeah. He's in a cockpit with Will Rock and Roll Smith.
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
They needed Will Smith. The banter.
Whoops.
Haven't you seen M2B?
Thank you.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Haven't you seen MIB one?
Yes, I have seen that. Have you seen Tarantula?
Whoa, I have.
Wow.
Just me and
raise a hand, everybody who's seen Tarantula. Mark.
One hand up, two hands up.
Worm tail versus worm tongue. You know how great this would be if Mark had any idea what the fuck we're talking about?
I don't think I know what you're talking about.
You know worm,
which one is which?
I like worm
tail.
I like worm tongue.
Is Peter Pettigrew from Harry Potter.
Okay.
Worm tongue was the kind of sniveling guy.
Sniveling.
Who coveted, well, in the movies, he wanted to.
Saruman's right hand man.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Way to go. Have both have worm in them, and I thought, I'm going to be cute. I
that
think
was adorable.
Stuff. I think stuff. And
that was adorable.
A bunch of treacherous stuff. I oh, think... here's some directing questions for Sean.
Ooh.
Chris Columbus.
Yeah.
Alfonso Cuarón.
Yeah.
Mike Newell and David Yates versus
Peter Jackson.
Sorry, Peter Jackson. I am for real. Didn't mean to make the Sauron eye.
Okay. Peter Jackson. He's got Dead Alive. Dead Alive is pretty sweet.
Pretty good movie.
Yes.
Not it's no Tarantula.
He's got the Lord of the Rings movies. Those
he's
are
got all
great
he's got
movies.
All those. They count as extra
got
because they're
King Kong's pretty all right. It's a little bit long, but
it's okay. A little slow.
They're all slow.
I'm not happy with the casting.
They're all slow.
King Kong could have been
not happy with the casting.
They're all slow.
Not better than the original King
Never
Kong.
Never tell you my King Kong skit.
I don't
idea.
Like. Your, I don't
from
like really any. I don't really like any.
I had
King
an idea
Kong,
for a
honestly.
Skit for King Kong. It would be from the point of view of the guy who lives two stories below Feyre. He opens his window and there's just monkey balls. And he gets on the phone like, hey, what's the business with this? Hey, maintenance, get up here.
There's a 14-foot black
there's
banana.
There's a giant monkey balls. My big black monkey.
If that thing gets squirts onto my leather furniture.
Say, I got kids over here.
Hey.
Scotch God. That's what I need.
Smoking a pipe. Say, what's this about?
Alfonso Cuarón made Children of Men, which is fantastic. We can
Children
all agree.
Of Men.
Children of Men is fantastic.
That's the movie.
Yes, I've seen Children.
Children
of
Men's fantastic.
It's a great movie.
It's really good.
Could have used a tarantula.
Could have used an ending.
Whoa!
What? There was an ending.
Y'all ready for this?
Did
you feel like you? Great movie. I felt like I wanted a little more than getting in the boat. I just wanted a little bit more. But maybe that's why it was great.
You just want everything wrapped up in a bow.
No, I'll take a box.
Wrapped up in a boat.
Wrapped up in a boat, exactly.
I just feel like I just wanted just a piece more at the end of that. But yeah,
what did you want to happen? Do you want them?
I don't know. Maybe a tarantula come out of the water?
Do you want a tarantula to come out of her as
the
baby?
Pregnant girl should have gone, and like 50 kids start shooting out. Like a whole bunch of little
I think they should have been on the boat and like some guy's cell phone goes off and is like, just like, hey, there was a baby born here, and like babies were just being born everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if
everything you did was totally worthless? I think that she should have had a miscarriage, and then they should have just said, man, this is
I think
a sad
she should
story.
Have had the baby, but because she's black, she neglected it, and, and the state took it away. it was addicted to crack.
That sounds beautiful.
Oh, man.
Wow. Man
in blackface.
Can we say this?
Oh,
we can't
man.
Say any of this. Guys, I don't mean it. I'm dying of tuberculosis, and I'm mad at the world.
He's
mad.
I have to throw that microphone
You're going
to
get black lung, and then that's why you're so mad at black people.
You know what? I think maybe there's an element of me making fun of tuberculosis, and then I caught tuberculosis. So I'm going to start making fun of...
How do you get tuberculosis? Do you work in a salt
people,
mine
people
or something?
With tuberculosis.
He works at a place
so
where
you
people
can catch
are
it.
Dying.
Nice. Okay.
I can't catch it because I have it.
Yeah, he
so
done.
I can catch it.
He done caught it.
No.
Your Honor, he done
Your
caught
Honor,
it.
Your Honor, it's done been caught.
Permission to approach the bench,
if
Your
I
Honor.
Had active tuberculosis.
We'd like, all be dead.
Like, I have some
if I had, and I was coughing,
permission.
I had a, at the
Do you want to hear the story?
No, I don't.
All right.
I just want to die in peace.
A person with tuberculosis coughed tuberculosis into my face, and then I caught it. But I don't have it. I'm not coughing up blood. I wouldn't cough into your face. I would cover my mouth.
You're like that dinosaur in Jurassic Park that killed Newman.
Whoa.
Is that a good movie reference? Is that a good movie reference?
Yeah.
I never saw Jurassic Park.
I'm sorry, man.
Have you seen Tarantula?
I've seen Jurassic Park.
I saw black people in the movie theater, and I told them I'm sorry for all the racist stuff I said.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm not racist. I am.
Well, you're a little bit, but not a little bit. No more than anybody.
Peter Jackson's probably better. That's what I think. Peter Jackson's better.
Didn't he have something to do with District 9? Was that him?
He produced it.
He did do that.
He didn't direct it.
That was not very good.
I liked it.
I liked District 9
all right. It was all right. It wasn't as great as it should have been.
I don't think it was deserving of all the hype.
I liked it because a lot of people didn't like it. Yeah. So it's like cool to like it. But
I thought Star Trek,
you guys,
if you're going to pick a movie that was like a pop sensation to put in the Oscar race, I feel like Star Trek was
awesome.
Yeah.
I saw it with Brad and Chad Stahl and Matthew Chance and his elderly father.
We did see that.
Star Trek's pretty awesome.
We could do a whole podcast on that.
Oh, man, that was a great day. I got to spend a whole time with Mark.
I don't think I've ever spent more than 5 minutes.
You're gonna. Yeah.
We're going to have a sleepover.
This next question is for Mark. It says something about investing or the World Cup. So you just have fun, buddy. What do you want to talk about?
Investing.
Well, let's hear it. Are you invested in the...
In the World Cup?
The World Cup?
No, no. You don't
diversify with poker, internet poker?
No, that's separate. What you do here, guys, is just stop buying single stocks. Nobody gets rich from buying single stocks.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Diversify through mutual funds.
Try buying
funds.
None. You don't
mutual
get any
funds.
Yeah, growth mutual fund. I got aggressive mutual growth. Fund. International.
How's that working?
They're for Hannah. I put every month
503C.
$50 is taken out of my account every 2 weeks and goes into a mutual fund for Hannah, which was doing pretty good until
everything
the
went
economy
to hell.
Went to
but
shit.
Here's the good thing. You're still putting money in. You're buying it cheap when it comes back.
It's still going into it. And I did buy her saving bonds when she was little. I know now. I did that for about 2 years. I bought savings bonds
Where are they right now?
They're at her mama's house in a safe.
Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that on there. They're safely in a safe in a bank.
There are 7 men with shotguns. And they're...
Yeah, don't break and steal my daughters.
Yeah. They could be worth upwards of $75 at this point.
Ooh.
Yeah.
In another 10 years, they could be worth $76.
What about that World Cup? Do you give a shit about the
soccer? I do. I enjoyed it a lot. I mean...
Is it over?
The Octopus.
No, we're in the
finals. The Octopus is undefeated.
The Octopus has been picking winners. Did you hear about that?
No.
Have you heard about the Octopus? The Octopus picked Spain, and they won. The
German...
Octopus has picked every game. I'm serious. I saw it on SportsCenter. There's some octopus.
You know how
they got two boxes, and the octopus just...
They put a jar. They put two jars of the two teams playing in the octopus tank, and they put food in
this
it.
This is true.
Whichever, this is science. Whichever jar the octopus climbs in, it wins. So far, hasn't been wrong.
Yeah, it hasn't been wrong yet. It picked Spain today to beat Germany.
So you got Spain or the Netherlands? I thought Germany was going to win it all.
Yet.
I thought Germany was going to
win. Germany's got a lot
the
of experience.
They disagreed with you.
Some young teams.
Germany
Speaking
lost.
Of cephalopods, which has a better freshwater giant squid? Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings? There is a giant freshwater squid in both of these stories.
This is J.K. Rowling. Is just,
I think
did
like
she
she's
just
feeling like maybe the
she's
giant
hacked.
Spiders.
Did
a
she
giant,
just put both? Is that why she has initials?
I think
so she could
just
be.
Just made that up.
Is that why she's a hack?
Next question.
She's a hack. She's the Robin Williams of the
oh boy, she's
children's
horrible.
Fiction world.
Next question.
Nesquik, bigger cock.
Nope. You want to hear bigger cock?
No.
Which is better, a ring of invisibility?
Right.
Ooh.
Or a cloak of invisibility?
A ring.
Yeah, you can drop a cloak pretty easy.
I know, but that ring is pretty sucks your soul out of you a little bit.
It's true.
Well, you didn't specify which ring of invisibility.
Well, both
more than one ring of invisibility.
Both of these items are more than they seem because it's not just a ring of invisibility.
It's a ring of power.
It was a ring of power, and the cloak was not just the invisibility cloak. It was one of the Deathly Hallows. So,
oh my God.
I mean, what's better than a ring of power?
Oh man,
ring of fire.
Mm.
I fell into one of those.
Was it Burns? Burns.
No, not the Ring of Fire.
The Ring of Fire.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Fuck Narnia.
Yeah.
How come we didn't do Narnia? I know all those. I read all those.
We
should
have done Narnia. It'd have been all right. Who has
Let's
better?
Do that.
All right.
Aslan. Start over.
Ice
Aslan.
Queen or
Aslan.
Sauron. Or wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Man, talk about Jesus. Narnia's
yeah, ooh, that's more biblical.
Nonstop
that's
biblical references.
It's got resurrection in it.
It does. It
has a lion, though. I don't think it has
a lion of Judah.
Sure, it has a mandrake. Those are real.
And the bad guy is a woman.
Yeah, you're right.
Just like
Eve.
Real life.
Son of Eve, daughter of Eve.
Daughter of Adam.
Daughter of Adam.
Children of men.
Cain and Abel.
Bigger dick.
LeBron. Harry Potter or
Brian LeBron.
Does Harry Potter have a bigger dick than Frodo?
Yes, because yeah, remember he exposed it in that play.
Elijah, with it, oh, yeah,
he
was standing next
to
an
Equus. Yes,
well, let's not throw that around.
Wow,
Whoa. Wow,
thanks for making us look stupid. You're so smart.
He's so smart.
How'd you get so smart all the time?
Let me see what one of my quotes has to do. Be smart. That's what he says to himself. That's his
smart.
Mantra. He goes, "Be smart.
Be smart."
Hey, listen, don't. I just say don't be like Mark or Brad. That's what I say. Wow. I'm just kidding, guys.
He's
I wish I was more
because,
like Mark
because
he's
because
happy.
We try
happy
to
for
this.
Apathy. Here's you. You know, want my, my company has a mantra.
What is it?
It's do the right thing. No, this is real. I'll get you my business card.
Is it girl six?
Do the right thing.
Trumpet?
Blockers.
Do you guys want to hear my company's mantra, or do you want
to?
Are we going
to
be
I'm
jerks
trying to
for
think
an hour?
Of
and,
another.
I can't think
joint.
Of any spikely joints.
Jungle Fever.
Yeah.
Are you going to be a jerk for 7,500 measures or
ruining
wow.
basketball games?
Do the right thing. Do whatever it takes. Have fun.
Whoa.
Wow.
In that
you
order.
To have fun in your job?
No, they say to, but.
You're not. If you were like, if they
wish.
Come into your office and you're like playing with a paddle ball.
Yeah, they you know
they're
they do
be
a lot
like,
of
hey.
No, actually, they like that kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of.
If your phone's ringing.
No.
And you're not
saying. Do the right thing. Okay. Do the right thing.
Okay.
Comes first.
Okay, I get you.
And then, like, do whatever it takes to make the customer happy. And then have fun while you're doing it, you know?
I think they sandwich do whatever it takes in the middle because that could get illegal.
That could go either way.
Yeah, you could do
not
whatever it takes.
When it comes to customer service.
Sounds like any means necessary. By any means necessary.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds a little X-y. That
sounds a little. Who had better trolls? Lord of the Ring? Or Harry Potter.
Ooh,
Lord of the Ring trolls could
question.
Talk in the books.
Ooh.
In the movies, they didn't talk. And in the movies, the trolls could go out in the sun. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's pretty silly.
It's
ridiculous. Like Twilight.
Just don't do that. Just the one thing about
trolls.
Great
questions, Brad.
Oh, man. Look.
LeBron James.
You know what? He's not a troll.
Have you seen LeBron's mom?
Wow.
I could get killed for saying that.
He's
She's a beautiful
hear
woman.
This.
She's not a troll.
He's going to hear this. He's going to beat the shit out of you. Actually, that's going to be a big payday if LeBron.
I welcome.
It's going to be at least $9 million.
He's too smart. He'll send someone to come beat me.
Yeah.
The radio said he's going to get $9.5 million.
He's going to get $130 million.
Really?
Yes.
Where did I get
for
9.
A 6-year
contract?
9.5 is that 9.5 more
like his
than
first
he already
paycheck
made?
Or something.
What am I talking
He's
going to
sign a 6-year, $130 million contract.
I didn't just make that up.
Where's he going? Knickerbockers?
Start paying teachers.
Knickerbockers, you think?
We should be paying.
Hey, oh my God. Did you hear what he said?
Think he's going to the Knickerbockers?
We don't say that.
Quit saying that.
Do you think he's going to the Knickerbockers?
I hope he stays in Cleveland, only because of this 1-hour special he's doing.
Yeah.
How much of a jerk would you look like if you're like, I'm doing a 1-hour special so I can announce that I'm going to destroy the Cleveland economy by leaving?
Yeah.
Didn't they write a song?
LeBron?
For him to stay.
Oh, I'm sure some.
Was that for him?
All
the
little
world?
Chicks with the crimson. Let's
no.
go Cleveland rocks. Cleveland rocks.
Better goblins.
Ooh.
They both had.
Well, theoretically, Lord of the Rings didn't have goblins.
Harry Potter.
Lord of the Rings did
no,
not have
goblins.
There's
goblins in Lord of the Rings.
Name one.
That's
what I bred to pull.
Gobbly.
Gobbly.
Gabagoo. Joey Gabagoo.
Hey, put him
hey.
A kid.
What is a goblin?
A goblin? Well, in Harry Potter, they're very.
How do you know?
Jewy.
They're very. How do you know you're looking at a goblin?
There's a huge nose and he's very spendthrifty.
A goblin and a troll seem interchangeable to me.
I saw a lady who was goblin caca. Whoa.
It was a toiki.
Rip, not Rip Torn, the other Rip.
Rip,
Rip Van Winkle?
No.
Your hymen?
Rip,
No. Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, Kelly Ripa.
Kelly
Ripa. Not Rip Torn, Rip, the
Rip
other one.
Taylor.
Rip Taylor. Taylor.
Rip Taylor. Oh, Liv's Taylor.
Rip Taylor joke. This is a Rip Taylor joke.
Let's do it.
I was hanging out with my friend Toulouse Lautrec. This is a real Rip Taylor joke.
All right.
I gave him a belt for his birthday. He tried it on. And I was like, hey, is that belt too loose? Never mind.
No, I want to hear it.
You need confetti to really tell it right.
Oh, man. Did you see him on the Florence Henderson show recently?
Was he? What?
The Florence Henderson. I saw it's, Jason it's Alexander. Awesome show. It wasn't. There was no audio.
Is that
on.
A real show?
Yes.
It's on the retired channel.
Why does
it's
she
on
have
the, it's
a
on
show?
The What Are You She's Serious dynamic. Channel.
She's speaking jive because if she isn't speaking jive, I don't want to see her.
She's not speaking
Jason
jive.
Jason Alexander, formerly of Seinfeld, was on it, and he was being such a actor douche, kind of like sitting with his hand on his face, sort of, yes, well, you know, that kind of.
Well.
Well, the thing you need to remember is like, oh, fuck.
When I'm portraying.
Yeah. When I'm ripping off. I just don't want to. I don't want to do anything anymore. Guys.
Hour and 15 minutes.
Are we doing all right?
We should really have a birthday.
Leroy Diggler's not
See?
Even listening anymore.
What?
Well, we got to figure
Why
out.
Why do you think I look at the time? Because of this.
You're right.
I feel, Sean, I owe you an apology.
Yeah.
I owe you guys so much. Because I really am like, hey, let's do a thing. And this is what happens when we do it.
I thought it was
this is fine. No, I thought we'd said some funny things.
Yeah.
Not an hour and 15.
I mean,
we could edit an hour out of this podcast.
We could.
Yeah, we could.
I mean,
well,
I
Well, then no one would understand why we're doing the Southern Lawyer voice.
No
well,
one would understand anything.
Nobody,
I don't know why
we
we're why are we doing that.
Because I said something. I didn't know how to speak anything. English, and then you made fun of me.
Well, yeah,
it
right.
all spun out of control. Yeah. Which world would you rather live in? Harry Potter land?
I'd rather live in a different world with...
It's a different world.
With Dwayne Wayne. And yeah, oh God. He was just brilliant.
Great actor.
Guys, happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.